Hallelujah. Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your great love. Thank you that you had us in mind. And so when the fall came, you sent Jesus to come bring us back. And we thank you. You the potter, we the clay. You know the purpose. You know the destiny for us. And so we stay in tune with you and serve you and mankind with a clear conscience as we are born again in the kingdom, led by your Spirit, in the truth, the reality of the goodness that you have in store for us, that we know you have in store then for everyone else. Because as our eyes are enlightened, we can enlighten others. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 9, verse 1 to 3. I'm telling the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience testifies with me, enlightened and prompted by the Holy Spirit, that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For if it were possible, I would wish that I myself were accursed, separated, banished from Christ for the sake of the salvation of my brothers, my natural kinsmen.
Who are Israelites. So he's speaking about Israelites there. Hallelujah. So here we just see, you know, Paul says this as well in the book of Acts. He says, I strive to serve God and man with a clear conscience. And this is beautiful. This is just pointing out how we serve God. And we've just come worked from Romans 7 through to Romans 8 now. And we saw that at one time he couldn't. The good he wanted to do, he couldn't do. And then he realized there's a power at work in his life, so he needs to be saved by a greater power. And then he called on the Lord Jesus Christ. So that was showing his heart that he realized that he is not where he's supposed to be under the law. But then, praise God, we saw because he had this heart that who will rescue me? That's where God came and knocked him off his horse and then took hold of his life and then got him properly born again, baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then as he went into Romans 8, now the good that he couldn't do before, he can now do because God has done what the law couldn't do by sending his son. And so it's we serve God with a clear conscience because we are washed by the blood of Jesus and justified by the Holy Spirit that leads us and keeps us in truth. And the beautiful thing, the revelation we're getting here is that Paul has got a heart for the Jews, for the Israelites, for his own family. But what we also see is that even though he's got a heart, he can't run and just do what he wants to do. Why? Because sons are led by the Spirit. God's the potter, we the clay, and we need to listen to him. He knows the best. So he says that even he'd be willing to be cursed, separate, banished for the sake of the Jews. But it doesn't work that way. We've got to come into the kingdom God's way. And so this way is set, just like with Paul. He had to realize he needs a savior. He needs to call on the savior and to receive cleansing and then receive the Holy Spirit and enter into the kingdom and then need to be obedient. So he was, God separated him, his work here on planet Earth. Yes, now he speaks to them through these letters. He speaks to us all, Jew and Gentile, through his letters, through his wonderful revelations. But he was called in his earthly walk to be apostle to the Gentiles, to the nations out there. Peter was very much the instrument to work with the Jews. So we can get much encouragement here, guys. It's about surrendering to God his way, submitting to his word, be staying in his leading, because he's a potter, we the clay. Amen. So be blessed to know you've been separated, washed, cleansed, justified by the Holy Spirit to be a light in the world, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So just as Paul, we stay in tune, and our conscience level is not a conscious level that just stays the same. Our conscience level changes day by day because we are being transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus with a unique destiny, staying in tune with the Lord, with the leading of the Spirit, according to the word, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.